In 1984, a group of street performers got together and began what became an international sensation, arguably one of the largest entertainment companies in the world. That is Cirque du Soleil, and they are returning to Cincinnati May 4th through the 8th with their new show, Turok. Joining me in the studio this evening are Laura Silverman, a spokesperson for Cirque du Soleil. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
And Christy Hughes, a puppeteer in the show who happens coincidentally to be from Kentucky. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you so much.
Laura, let's start with you. Give us a little background on Cirque du Soleil and its phenomenal growth over the past 32 years.
Yeah, so 32 years ago, a small group of artists started this company led by Guy Laliberté. And since then, it's grown into an international company. It began focusing on the human body and what the body and artists, acrobats, musicians, everyone are capable of doing with their body. Very focused on circus arts without animals. That was always the differentiation between Cirque du Soleil and other circus companies. From there, though, the company has extremely grown. Currently, we have 19 different shows around the world. And Turok, the first flight, is one of the newest shows and one of the biggest departures from what the company is known for. In this show, we're really taking, of course, the acrobatics that people recognize the company for, but expanding on that and creating a much more theatrical show than we've ever done with a storyteller and new technology. And it's really just amazing to see that after 32 years of focusing on acrobatics and circus arts, that the company is now able to kind of develop a different type of entertainment, still in the creativity and, you know, jaw-dropping ways that Cirque is known for.
I remember back in the late 80s when I was living in New York, a fairly new company came to perform on the grounds of Lincoln Center, Cirque du Soleil. And at the time, they referred to it as a return to the traditional European style of circus. But now here we are 32 years later. You have nearly 4,000 employees from over 50 countries. Mm-hmm. All sorts of cultural influences have impacted the style and the various performances that Cirque does. If you were to describe it now, beyond that whole traditional European sense, what do you think culturally it brings?
You know, the mission of Cirque du Soleil has always been about igniting passion and evoking emotion in the audiences. And that the company began doing that with traditional circus arts and as a way to bring together people from all different walks of life and all different backgrounds and giving people the opportunity for 2 hours of their day to step into these imaginative, out-of-this-world productions. And they're still absolutely doing that. And now they are bringing people together, you know, as technology grows and new forms of entertainment are coming up in all sorts of ways in film and through live entertainment, they're being a part of that. So they're taking that creativity and they're evoking those same emotions and that passion and bringing people together through a different type of entertainment.
Now, in the movie Avatar, which this derives its story from, we see the sixth flight of Turok. Mm-hmm. This is Turok, the first flight. Give us a little background on this particular story.
Exactly. So this story, like I said, it's the most story-based show that Cirque has ever produced. We have an English-speaking narrator for the very first time, and the story is following a journey of three teenagers on their quest to save Pandora, which is the world that James Cameron created for Avatar. And so along the way, they meet four different clans that audiences who've seen Avatar won't recognize. They're new clans into this world. And, you know, they go through challenges and it's basically following their journey and what they need to do to save Pandora, culminating with the first flight of the Turok, which is the main connection to the film. For the first time, Cirque is really focusing on the technology and the stage and setting involved to bring Pandora to life. So the set takes up the entire arena floor, and we're using 40 projectors to recreate the flora and fauna that you would see on Pandora. So it really brings to life this immersive, visually stunning performance that no one's ever seen before.
Now, you mentioned in the mission statement that you do performances that are traditionally circus-based, but without animals. And that brings us to Christy. Many times in the productions I've seen, they are portrayed either by humans taking the role of the animals or by puppets. And Christy, you are one of the puppeteers on this particular production.
Yes, I am. And Taruk the First Flight is unique in that this is the first time they've hired professional puppeteers to manipulate large-scale puppets. So I am honored to be one of the first six puppeteers that Cirque has ever hired.
So you all will be doing all the various animal characters, and then finally Taruk. And how many of you does it take to operate Taruk?
Taruk is a fascinating puppet. It is one of my most favorite puppets I've ever worked with. It takes all six of us, and it is like an upside-down marionette. So Taruk is a flying creature in the sky, obviously, and Taruk is above us, and we are all on the floor, and we have dog leashes that are coming down from different parts of the puppet, and we are manipulating those dog leashes in a way that it looks like Taruk is indeed flying on stage throughout the arena.
Now, this is not the first large-scale puppet you've worked with. In fact, you've got a very strong puppeteering background, including work on War Horse. So what have been the challenges with working with this kind of puppet and the other puppets in this particular production?
In this particular production, all of the animals that we are puppeteering come from the world of Pandora. As Laura mentioned, James Cameron's very rich and beautiful and colorful world. But many of the animals in Pandora have six legs. And so the viper wolves, for example, which audience members will remember from the film Avatar, we have them in our show as well. And like you mentioned, I come from War Horse. I was a puppeteer in War Horse, where horses have four legs, obviously. So getting used to those other two legs, I have to admit, has been a challenge for us just to look at the gaits and how that means that, you know, the difference that they would walk compared to four-legged animals. And it's been a very interesting study, in fact, on the differences of running and leaping and galloping with six legs as opposed to four.
Now, you're also a veteran Cirque performer, having performed in a different type of role in a previous production.
Yes, that's right. About almost 12 years ago now, I was cast in one of the first, it was actually the first bar that Cirque du Soleil wanted to create. It was a new experience for them that they created on a Celebrity Cruises cruise ship. And I worked on that production for 10 months.
As I mentioned earlier, you are originally from Kentucky, but your studies and your performing have taken you all around the world, but you still maintain very strong ties with Kentucky.
Yes, I do, which is very important to me. Having gone to Center College, that definitely grounded my desire to keep ties to Kentucky. And I had the opportunity last year to be on the faculty, on the drama faculty for the Kentucky Center Governor School for the Arts. And I have to say that has been one of the most enriching experiences of my life. It was truly amazing to work with students from all over Kentucky and to introduce them to this world of physical theater, which I love so much.
When your students find out you're with Cirque, do they oftentimes want to learn more about what's involved in performing for them?
Definitely. Definitely. They have plenty of questions and, of course, also questions which are very smart on the casting process for Cirque du Soleil and how they can also work for Cirque du Soleil someday.
And that's a question actually for both of you in terms of the performers. I know there are some that have very specialized skills like puppeteers and gymnasts. But what are the type of performing skills that Cirque looks for their shows?
For this show, it's actually really interesting because different from our other shows where you have an acrobatic act following an acrobatic act, like very standalone acts and a lot of specialties, for this show, they actually sought out more of a generalist ensemble cast, which we haven't really done before. So they were looking for artists who had a lot of skills and talent in a lot of different areas. So in this show, you'll see some parkour, some floor acrobatics, hand-to-hand, balancing, ropes, all different things like that. So in general, you know, artists can join the company by submitting an online video, or they hold auditions all over the world. And Cirque also has scouts all over the world. And they're always looking for things that are unique and stand out. And I think what this show has proven as well is they're looking for artists too who have multi-disciplines. So for Taruk, the First Flight, they were able to hire 25 acrobats who really can do a whole load of different types of art.
I know there's been a recent resurgence over the past 10 or so years in the traditional European circus skills. In fact, here in Cincinnati, we have a youth training company called My Nose Turns Red, which does training in like German wheel and other acrobatics and such. Are you finding as you travel around the country and even the world that there is a renewed interest in this style of performing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have in our show some, you know, young 20 performers who went to circus school, you know, and they're learning very specific circus acts. I think with Cirque du Soleil and definitely other companies all over the world, there's an opportunity that if you're a gymnast or an athlete in high school or university afterwards, there's more opportunity to take those skills and develop them into circus skills and perform for Cirque du Soleil or other companies that exist and really succeed in it.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Laura Silverman, spokesperson for Cirque du Soleil. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much.
And Christy Hughes, puppeteer in Taruk the First Flight.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure.
For more information on Taruk the First Flight, playing May 4th through the 8th at U.S. Bank Arena, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.